What is up, Rundown Nation? I'm Woj.
And I'm all.
And we're on week 10 of college football. While you had the week without me here. It sounded like it went pretty well.
Hey, the people tell me this was the best episode last week, that is, ever, of the Wall and Woj
college football rundown. Let's not get too crazy. It was pretty good. He did good without the Woj here, but I don't know about the best. Come on, let's go, Wall.
Hey, Woj, I'm happy to have you back. I'm glad you're back here on the Wall and Woj College Football Rundown.
All right. Well, we got quite a week in store for you. We got a lot of games that could make or break a conference championship run. I'm looking at you, LSU, Alabama, for one of those. A lot of teams trying to make a late resurgence, looking at you, Arizona. And just some other mediocre games going on here, Wall. But it's going to be a good daily fantasy week. I feel like it's just one of those weeks that's really we're gonna get some big numbers this week. Well,
as far as you think there's gonna be high scores, people not priced according to what they should be for how many points they're getting,
yeah, or priced right. And well, I guess, yeah, you're right. I mean, just not, but there, I think there's gonna be a lot of high scoring action this weekend in a lot of these games. Well, it's coming down to grind time. But well, we got to talk about a couple things. One thing is you won the DraftKings league last week with 145.70 points. Would you like to say anything to your fans out there?
My fans? No, one thing I'd like to say, I don't know if you're gonna get into it, Woj, but two of the top three in the league last week. Woj is out 1 week, and two of the top three in the league come from this household. Woj.
Yeah, we do. We have Story 1135, did finish in second with 129.04. And then LW886, who is Wall's lovely wife over there, finished in third at 111.46 points. Wall was able to do this, get the win with Ladd McConkey and Anaya Smith combo, which dialed in at 11,100 for 55.40 points, 200 per point. Wall, well done. What did you key in on the Brock Bowers not being in? Ladd McConkey's going to get all the reps there.
Absolutely, that's why I went with McConkey. I thought for the situation and what was going on with Georgia, and obviously you mentioned the injury, I thought it was a great pickup for that low price of 5,800. You have Martyr. I'll take your word for it. I know it was low at the time I was looking at it. I will be honest, though. Anaya Smith, I got a little bit lucky with that one.
Yeah, he did have a great game. And I do love myself and Anaya Smith, but they haven't been having the greatest year in the air over there. But official rankings through 9 weeks. So we've got 1 week to back some stuff off here. Story does take the lead with the average wins of 2.3. I'm sitting in second with 3. Total points, Story is still taking that with 1232, and James 03 is in second with 1207. So we got some catching up to do in the total points, which I think we can do this week. 4 weeks left, Wall. That's it. 4 weeks left in the DraftKings League. Can you believe it? We're that far into the season already.
I'm a little disappointed. It's going to be hard for me to make my run. I'm running out of runway here, Woj.
DraftKings 12 game main slate again this week. It is up and ready to go for you guys. Well, one other thing I want to talk about is not only did we have daily fantasy last week, me and you, the week I was gone, played each other. And when I was going to bed, all the games were done. I was in the lead. There was a recalculation here, and it looks like you ended up beating me. What the hell's up with that, Wall?
I honestly don't know. I thought I lost last week, Woj, so I'd have to look.
Recalculation, apparently. 135.5 to 132. I thought I had won, but I just looked at it today. Recalculation, I guess. I don't know about that one, but yeah. Congratulations, Wall. You took the victory in both the DraftKings League and our year-long fantasy. I was so excited to beat you, but now, we'll just go back to being disappointed with the mediocre year-long fantasy team.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, I thought I lost that one, but I guess being the commissioner has its perks.
I guess. A couple of the games last week, boys and girls, we had Kansas takes down Oklahoma. That's a sour note for Wall, I'm sure, but that's 38-3. I watched that one. It was a shit show through and through all the way through that game, Wall.
Yeah, screw Oklahoma. I'm done with them the rest of the year. Got lucky last week, Woj. Actually, I shouldn't say last week. The week before that, when you were on, we went heads up. I got lucky because I was going to take Oklahoma when we decided to go heads up instead. I did not, so I laid off betting on them. Bet on them last week. Obviously, they were my pick'em. I always put my money where my mouth is. And you know what? I lost the money because Oklahoma played like crap. Kansas didn't even score a touchdown. I should say their quarterback didn't even throw a touchdown in the air. So I don't know. It was just a bad game for Oklahoma. I don't think they're as good of a team as I did a couple weeks back.
We also had Arizona taking down another ranked team that's back-to-back weeks. They beat Oregon State 27-24. They beat Washington State the week before 44-6. And then the two games before that, they played ranked teams in USC, which they only lost by 2, and Washington, they only lost by 7. They have UCLA up next in the chopping block, who's also ranked. I feel bad for UCLA, Wal.
Yeah, I mean, this, who would have expected this out of the Wildcats? We had Mr. Story down there scouting in the beginning of the season. He didn't say anything about how good this team is going to be, although it's still questionable whether they're that good or, you know, they're just getting that random luckiness every once and again against some teams.
I guess random luckiness might be part of it, but they played now four ranked teams tough, and they've won two of those. In Washington is one of the top teams, if not the top team in the Pac-12. They only lost by 7. So, UCLA, better watch out. Wildcats are coming to town. Georgia Tech beats North Carolina. Wall, that's probably another sour note for you, loving that coach. But 46-42, it was a shootout over there. No defense, it looks like.
And no, and I wasn't betting on this game. Obviously, what you're referring to is Mr. Mack Brown, and I do love a Mack Brown coach football team going back to Texas when he was there some years back or decades back at this point, Woj. Yeah. But the outcome of this game, yes, it does surprise me. I did not expect Georgia Tech to beat North Carolina, but it's the ACC. You know, especially North Carolina, they dropped that random game or two every season, it seems like. And, hey, this is that random game from this year. So
we had Louisville goose egg Duke 23-0. Ouch, Duke. And that was a Duke team that had been putting up points. So big goose egg there. Notre Dame couldn't do that. USC squeaks by Cal 50-49. Cal went for a 2-point conversion at the end of the game there to win it. Did not convert. Do you agree with that call, Wall?
Go for it. You put the ball in your hands. You let your team make the decision, let your team control your outcome. So I guess I agree with it. But again, we talk about this, Woj, on this program all the time. When you have a football team like USC, you know, you're a coin flip football team. You're just hoping to get the ball last so that you're the last one to score. And it's not even a team that I like to talk about much anymore, USC.
We had James Madison, who has remained undefeated, 8-0, beat Old Dominion 30-27. Jordan McLeod now is now over 2K yards. Yes, correct. And 18 TDs. He does have 6 picks, but that is a lot of yards for a team and a quarterback that shouldn't have that many, Wall. What are your thoughts on James Madison? We're going to talk about him a little bit later too, but what are your thoughts on James Madison? And ultimately we had the playoff rankings come out, not being included in those.
I mean, They can't play in a postseason game anyways, so I don't even know if they can actually include them in the rankings. That is the College Football Playoff Committee. Even if they could, I mean, there's
next
so many
year, though. Next year they could play.
Well, next year, yeah, next year they can. But we're talking about this year. You're talking about this year's rankings, true, right? So, true. I mean, there's just so many better teams than them that I don't know. Maybe we can get in. If we have time, maybe we'll get into it a little bit more. But I'll say I have no problem with them being left out.
All right. That's enough for the last week's game as well. We've gone too far, but this week we have a slate of pretty decent games. We'll get to one that's pretty big in a minute, but Ohio State and Rutgers. Well, I know this isn't probably on your radar for being one of the greater games, but it's 11 a.m. on CBS. What, tell us a little bit about this one, Wall.
Rutgers football. I gotta love it. Which, I mean, Ohio, I should say Rutgers has been playing decent football, Woj. Not the team that we can make fun of for the past however many years. They're playing some football, but unfortunately, they're coming across a buzzsaw in Ohio State this weekend. Plus 18.5 Rutgers, you're getting those 18.5 if you want to back them. Plus 750 on the money line for them. You want to take the Buckeyes, you got to lay 1,000 to make 100, Mr. Woj. I'm guessing you're not going to do that. We got an over-under of 42.5, so probably going to be tough to find some daily fantasy guys in this one, but you have it on the Woj and Wall slate. So I'm guessing you were able to squeak through there and find something with those magnifying glasses of yours.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking back, I'm trying to go back as far as the game. Ohio State hasn't scored over 50 points against Rutgers since, I'm hoping to, 2018 is
since
the
last year.
No, 2018 they scored 50 points. 2017 they scored 56 points. 2016 they scored 58 points. I'm sorry, Rutgers, you're not going to win this game.
Yeah.
They in 2022 they scored 49. Okay, I'm counting that as a 60. Last year they beat them. Last
2022 year they, would have been last year.
49-10. Yeah, 49-10 last year. Okay, so last year I guess is your year that they didn't score 50 points, but. I'm looking at Trayvon Henderson. He came back last week. He's been injured. He came in. They have a depleted field back there. Mayan Williams is out as well as others. And they haven't really trusted anybody else. Trayvon Henderson comes in last week and scores 33.7 points. He's only 6,500. Out of the top tier running back. So you have Notre Dame's Epstein, or I can't, how do you say it, Walt? Do you remember his name? You had him on your DraftKings team, Epstein, or I can't even remember.
His name. Sorry, well,
Estime. So you have Notre Dame's Estime, who's up there. You have Georgia's Duan. I can't think of his last name, but the Duan Edwards at 7,300 for 6,500. This guy's going to score more points than any of. So this is the chalkest pick of the week right here, especially at 6,500. So if he's not in your roster, I'm sorry, you're probably not going to win. But that's all I want to talk about with this game. That was my public service announcement for the week. Well,
hey, well, I'm glad you found us someone in this one. Give us a reason to watch it. We got to put them on our team. Although I am the reigning champion as of right now. So maybe I'm the one that should be giving the players in this one. Trevion Henderson, he's somebody that worries me, Woj, because I mean, we've had a lot of games this year where he hasn't gotten the ball a lot. We've been splitting it up. I mean, injuries have been a factor too, don't get me wrong. But still, it worries me that he gets the action to produce those points for you.
Yeah, I'm not worried, especially with how people are hurt and how depleted their game, their field has been in the back. They're not really trusting anybody else. We've tried to trust the big man, number 19. What's his name? I can't think of names today. But the big man, I'm looking it up right now. Before we get off of this, I'm going to give it to you.
Woj, you want me to hold your hand through this whole episode? You miss 1 week, Woj. You miss 1 week.
I'm lost.
Are you talking about Trainum or Williams?
Trainum? Yes, I'm talking about Trainum. They won't let the big man hold the pigskin too long. So if they don't trust him, then Trayvon Henderson's going to get a ton of carries here. He's going to get a ton of points. It's going to be a repeat of last week. 33 at least. Over 30 points for him for sure this coming week against Rutgers. I'm sorry, Rutgers. I'm sorry. Hey, and one thing before we go on to our next game, you didn't talk about this the week before, but there were a whole shit ton of really not high scoring games the week before. You had a Nevada 6 versus San Diego State who scored 0. This was 2 weeks ago. Then San Diego State went on beat Hawaii last week about a million points to hardly any. I think they goose egged Hawaii. But there was just like some interesting games. There was a 10-7 Charlotte versus East Carolina. East Carolina got beat. Just weird games. I just wanted to mention that's one thing in the podcast when I was listening to. I didn't hear those outliers and those stupid games. Well, I mean, 6-0. What's going on?
I don't know. It sounds like the Hawkeyes playing. Well, insert team here. It doesn't really matter. It sounds like I don't know if that's a good offensive thing or a bad offensive thing or a good defensive thing. I can't speak to that game. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're moving on. Sorry, I was just getting off track there. But number 9, Oklahoma Wall against Oklahoma State. Little rivalry here in state rivalry. 2:30 p.m. on ABC.
It is, and this one doesn't usually get the rivalry like hype that other in-state. Rivalries do get, but still, you got to remember it is one. And if you want Oklahoma in this one, you know, God bless your heart. Go ahead, put your money on them. You're not going to get my money to bet on these guys because I'm done with them. Which I told you, I'm done with the Sooners. But -6 for the Sooners, -225 on the money line. You want to bet Oklahoma State to get the upset, which maybe it should be a pick 'em as bad as Oklahoma's been playing. No, says the line makers here, +192 for Oklahoma State. We got an over under of 60.5, which you got to be able to scrape together a couple players in this game with that 60.5 point total.
Yeah, I mean, you tried last week by putting Mr. Stoops in there at wide receiver. It didn't work out for you as well as your other wide receivers. I just had to drill that in there. While
talking trash about the man who won it last week. Come on, keep bringing it. I'm ready. I take
all
it.
All right, but hey, listen. Oklahoma spreads the ball out. We know that it's tough to pinpoint a receiver there. Plus, Dillon Gabriel, who's their quarterback, likes to run it in. So your options here at the top two as far as price is Jordan Travis from Florida State or Dillon Gabriel. Jordan Travis is 9,000. Dillon Gabriel is 8,900. So there's possibilities of getting these to picking one of these two guys and filling a team pretty easily. They're not priced over 10K, which becomes really hard. But again, that's why I think this week's going to be one of those weeks where there's a lot of high scoring. I'm going to take Dillon Gabriel for sure. Oklahoma State gives up a ton of yards in the air, 239 in the air per game. They give up 7.9 yards per attempt, which is awful. Just in all of college football, not needless to say, it's the highest in the slate, as well as the highest in the slate in passing touchdowns at 2.1 per game. So a really good game for Dillon Gabriel here. It could be a 40-point game, which then puts you at 226 points per dollar, which even when we're talking about these high-priced guys like 8,900, 9,000, most of the time they don't get back to good value, but I could see this getting back to pretty decent value here, Wall. So I like Dillon Gabriel. If you're going to chalk it up to one of those top tier quarterbacks that you got to put in your roster over Jordan Travis, Wall.
Oh, he's got 2,300 yards, over 2,300 yards passing on the season. We haven't talked about that golden ratio that I like to talk about here on the rundown. That is touchdowns to interceptions. Mr. Gabriel is at a 19-4 ratio, 19 touchdowns, four interceptions. You're not going to lose a lot of points with this guy from those interceptions because he just doesn't throw them very often. Four is many. You got to put it in perspective. He's throwing the ball a lot of times, and he only has four interceptions on the season. I mean, 2,300 yards, that's a lot. I don't mind that pick at all, Woj. One thing I want to say about Oklahoma State, though, if you do want to take them on the money line, I don't mind that bet. This Mike Gundy is just – he always has this team – in the mix, Woj. They're like the Iowa of the Big 12, you know? They're just like Kirk Ferentz just always has the Hawkeyes in the mix. They're never, you know, that top team, but they're always in the mix. Gundy kind of been doing that the past 5-6 years at least with Oklahoma State. He's been there longer than that, but they've been so consistent. I don't know. I kind of like this Oklahoma State team. I like fading that Oklahoma Sooners football team.
Yeah, especially after that Kansas game. But Kansas has always been the kryptonite of Oklahoma. I don't know why, but they have been and it is what it is. Another game I do want to talk about, Wall, before we get out of here, James Madison at Georgia State, 2:30 p.m. on ESPN2. What are your thoughts on the good old James Madison, Wall? We already talked about him a little bit.
We did. We talked about him a little bit. Maybe we'll talk about a little bit more. We got some time, Woj. We're going to be able to dissect these football playoff rankings. I'm kind of happy about that. But my thoughts are go with the people who make the lines on this one. They know it. -5.5. For JMU, if you want Georgia State, +185, best line looks like over there on Bet Rivers. I'm on sportsbettingintel.com. I'm looking at this week in college football. I actually had to click on the Sun Belt. We're not often over there in the Sun Belt for the college football rundown, but I had to click on that to find this game under 54.5, Woj. I mean, Georgia State's a good football team. Year in and year out, they get that one upset. I guess maybe James Madison can be that for them this year, but I'm going to assume you're going the other way on this one.
I love James Madison. I love Reggie Brown, the wide receiver from James Madison. He's only priced at 5,000. This guy's been scoring points. He's in his stride right now. Georgia State pass D is second worst in the slate behind James Madison, I might add. They give up the same as we talked about with Oklahoma State, 7.9 yards per attempt, which again is awful. Giving up 31.3 points per game against wide receivers as far as fantasy goes. At 5,000, this is a home run, and you need to invest in Reggie Brown from James Madison, Wall.
Hey, I love it. I would go with the Panthers here. Well, Georgia State, I better clarify for those that don't know, Georgia State Panthers. I'd go with the Panthers here, Woj, but you're dissuading me from that. So I'll stay away from this game altogether. I will cheer on your players, Mr. Brown in particular, in this one, Woj.
All right. One more game, Wall. I want you to give me the lines. Tell me who your pick is, and I'll tell you who my pick is. We got number 14 LSU at number 8 Alabama, 6:45 p.m. on CBS. This is a big game because this, I guess should say this is a bigger game for LSU, but really it's a bigger game for both. LSU has lost one in the conference, but if they lose to Alabama, they're out for sure. If Alabama loses the LSU, there's a chance Alabama will, again, not go to the SEC championship game against Georgia Wall.
Yeah, it's a huge game for the SEC. It could have playoff implications. I don't know that it deserves it from one side. I won't specifically say which right now. My guess in this game, you're going to go with LSU, which I'd go with Alabama in this one. But if you want to go with Alabama, -3, -155 on the money line, LSU's +140. We got a high total in this one because LSU can score points. They can score them quick. Over under in this one, a 60.5. But like I said, Crimson Tide, they're at home, Woj. They're at home. I don't like LSU going into Bama and beating them after Alabama's already lost at home to Texas this year. It's hard for me to fathom a Nick Saban coach team having that happen twice. And he knows that he needs this one for the SEC championship and to keep their playoff hopes alive.
Yeah, I'm done betting against Alabama.
Oh, okay.
I'll say that. It comes down to Alabama's penalties. Holy crap. Do they keep shooting themselves in the foot? Figure a system out that works better as a snap count. Because if I see another false start penalty from Alabama, I am going to yell bloody murder. I mean, it's just, they keep literally shooting themselves in the foot with these penalties. Alabama is, Nick Saban's better than that. I don't know if the system is just the problem with that or not, but Alabama just needs to stop the penalties. I think they do this game. I think they beat LSU. I do not think LSU can do an attrition battle against Alabama, even with the way they can score. And I think Alabama's hitting their stride in figuring out what they have there at the quarterback position and how to play around it well.
Hey, we're on the same side for once. Well, you did befuddle me. I thought you would go with LSU in this one because I know you've been leaning against Bama, which you said it yourself. It's just not something you normally want to do.
Yeah. All right. A couple other picks before we get into the playoff rankings as far as DraftKings go. Jahar Jordan, the running back from Louisville, is 6,700. This is another running back you could think of, although Trevon Henderson is the best by far. He's 6,700, like I said. The thing that worries me about this pick is if they get the lead too early and they sit him. But Virginia Tech is a terrible team that they're playing. Third worst yards per attempt on the ground and second most TDs in the game at 1.5 per, excuse me, second most TDs per game in the slate at 1.5. So look for him to have a big game. He's been playing pretty well. Another one for the cash game guys, the 50-50 guys, is Andrew Armstrong from Arkansas, 5,800. This guy has been the most consistent player I've seen. He's had back-to-back bad weeks, but they've been against bad or good defenses. Otherwise, it's 16 to 18 points every week. Every week. He's just in that game plan for those catches. He makes them. He does what he needs to do. He gets his touchdown. Look for him to be a pretty chalk guy in a cash game if you're really looking for a stable wide receiver, and he is one of your guys. For those that are looking for tournament games, Raheem Jarrett from Arkansas is possibly going to make another comeback this week. He is priced at 4,900, which is really high considering he's only played two games this year and both of them have been awful. But he is a big part of that Arkansas offense. We know as of last year, and that's why he's still priced at 4,900. So take your, pick your poison there. If you're going to go with him, I'm probably not going to, I'm going to probably fade him for a game, but I mean, if he's priced at 4,900 and pops off for 30 points like he could have last year, you're missing the boat there, I guess. So it's just one of those things in a tournament play where you got to take him if you want to risk the biscuit, right, Wal?
You got to risk it to make the biscuit, Woj. I like it. I can't speak much about Arkansas. I haven't watched them a whole lot this year. They're a team I like to fade. I know they're not doing well in the conference. I can say that much. But I do like that Jordan pick because that Louisville game, I caught a lot of it last week, and it was really the surprise of the week to me when Louisville just blanked Duke. I mean, blanked, and we talked about it 23-0. Jordan was a big part of that, and he's just somebody they're going to rely on. So he's going to get the carries, and I kind of like that pick the best, Woj.
All right. Okay, well, 2023 official college football rankings have come out, and I am befuddled. Ohio State is number one. We talked about on this podcast multiple times, if Georgia keeps staying undefeated, they should be the number one team in the nation. They won the, they're back-to-back champions in college football, and they haven't lost. How the hell did an Ohio State team jump Georgia?
I mean, they technically didn't jump Georgia, right, Woj? Because this is the first
week. Or, yes.
Okay. But how do they get ranked ahead of Georgia? I mean, I don't think they deserve – first, I will say it doesn't matter right now. And it's just a bunch of politics, in my opinion. The thing that I guess Ohio State does have going for them, I agree with you 100%, Woj. Georgia should be number one spot. You know, it's kind of like innocent until proven guilty. Like, you're the best team in the nation until you're proven not. And that's the way it should be. But – Ohio State has those two big wins, especially that one there, and you know, against Notre Dame at Notre Dame, and then that Penn State football team. Man, they're really good, but Ohio State did beat them at home, and it was a close game. So those are the only two things I could think of. But other than that, I think they missed the ball. I don't even know if I'd have Ohio State myself ranked ahead of Michigan right now, to be honest with you, the way the football teams are playing. But Georgia, I mean, in my opinion, should be ranked number one. I will say in the college football playoff rankings, that's not even the most surprising, I guess I'll call it, miss to me in the whole entirety of it, even though I think it's a huge miss.
All right. Well, what's the biggest miss for you? It might be mine too, but I want to hear it from you.
I doubt it's yours too. I mean, you're probably going to say Oklahoma, and I kind of agree with that a little bit now looking through it. I don't want to put words.
I was going to say Oklahoma.
There you go. I figured you probably say it. I'll let you rant about it a little bit, but I'd actually say LSU. I think that I don't think LSU deserves to be ranked number 14 in the nation by any means. I mean, they lost to Florida State. They got spanked by Florida State week one. They lost their other losses to Ole Miss, a football team I don't even know if we've talked about once on this program. You know, they squeaked by a football team in Arkansas that we just talked about is 0-5 in the conference. How is this football team ranked in the top 25, let alone ranked 14th in the nation? It's unreal. It's unheard of. It's kind of why I try not to look at these college football playoff rankings too hard anymore, because it sickens you as somebody who watches these games week in and week out and has to look at this crap.
Here's my gripe on what you're talking about right now is LSU. So you talked about their losses to Ole Miss and to Florida State. Florida State's ranked fourth in the nation. Ole Miss in the college football playoff rankings are ranked fourth, and Ole Miss is 10, right? Notre Dame has two losses as well, has played one extra game and has won one extra game. They lost to the number one team in the nation in a close match. And then they lost to Louisville, who's number 13. Where's the Notre Dame love from the playoff committee? I mean, if they're going to give LSU this love, Notre Dame should be ahead of LSU. They lost to the number one team in the nation. Well,
no, it's absolutely. And I'm not saying LSU is not, you know, a top 10 football team. I'm just saying they don't deserve that ranking right now. They don't deserve to be called that because there's no proof of it. And the thing I'll say about Ohio State too is I think the Big Ten is the best conference as it stands right now. And they're giving the Big Ten a little bit of love with Ohio State being the top. But if you go by that logic, they still have all these SEC teams, which I don't know that we saw Texas and Alabama play against each other. We got Texas right now at 7. We got Alabama at 8. You're telling me that Alabama is only one spot behind Texas when Texas went into Bryant-Denning Stadium, took them down and kind of embarrassed them? I mean, how are they only one spot, you know, behind Texas? It doesn't make any sense. So I don't get from, you know, an all-inclusive thinking of where the ranking should be, how they came up with these numbers, and where the teams are because of that.
No, I get it. And my gripe is
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Oklahoma just got beat by a Kansas team who's lost to Texas and Oklahoma State. Why are they ranked 9? Where does that come from? It's a tough game. All of their players played. That seems a little wild to me that they're putting a Penn State team who's ranked 11th behind them.
Yep, absolutely right.
Who lost to the number one team in the nation. Well, again, we keep going back to that number one team in the nation. That should be flip-flopped 100%. Penn State should be moved up. Oklahoma should be moved down. Because again, it doesn't make sense to me. Well,
no, and you're exactly right by bringing up Penn State, because myself, as you were talking, that's exactly what I was thinking in my head. Anyone that watches college football, you know, week in and week out, that's exactly what they're thinking in their head too. So it's a great point, Woj, and well made.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, there's just some if, ands, and buts. And like Wal said, this doesn't really make much sense right now. It's nice to see Air Force is in there from the Mountain West at number 25, one
yeah.
spot away from a year from now being actually in the playoffs, which would be crazy for an academy school to get into the playoffs. But right now at number 24, you have Tulane, who's in the AAC, American Athletic Conference. They would get the spot if we were in the 12-team playoff like we are going to next year, because they'd be the sixth conference, highest ranked in the sixth conference there, while everybody ahead of that is in the Power Five. So that's my gripe about James Madison a little bit too, is why they're not on there and Tulane is at 7-1. I get Tulane played Ole Miss, who is ranked number 10, and they did lose that game, but James Madison's undefeated and Sun Belt needs some love, Wal.
Well, this is what I'll say about this. And this is the one thing I think we've agreed on almost everything so far with these playoff rankings, which is absolutely incredible. This is one place where we're going to disagree, I believe. And this is the reason for why I'm going to disagree, because we're looking at let's just look at the bottom five here. We got USC, no brainer. They're better, I would think you'd say, than James Madison, Kansas, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Tulane, Air Force. So now let's put our money where our mouth is. We got a pick'em game, James Madison against any one of those teams. Well, I'm hammering. If I were a betting man, I'm hammering any one of those teams to beat James Madison on a pick'em. That's not the way it would be. They'd be giving points to, you know, the teams that were playing James Madison would be giving points to James Madison in any circumstance, neutral field, away field. It doesn't matter. So that's why I don't really have a big problem with it, because when it comes to putting your money where your mouth is, like, I wouldn't take James Madison to beat anyone in this top 25.
Okay. I get you. I think it'd be a tough fight against Air Force.
What about this? What if the Iowa Hawkeyes were playing James Madison? I mean, who do you bet on? Like,
I don't bet against my team.
Well, I get it. But I'm just saying, if you're just a non-Woj person, but like, who do you bet on? So do the Iowa Hawkeyes deserve to be ranked 25? That's kind of my gripe. And I think one thing we should have talked about too, when we're at one Ohio on the playoff rankings, we're at one Ohio State, two Georgia, three Michigan, four Florida State. If you look at the futures odds, which there's a little bit of a discrepancy, because futures odds are the team to win the national championship, and there's a little bit of discrepancy between best team in the nation and team to win, because some of them have tougher paths, which does come into the lines. But still, if you look at the top four, it's Georgia plus 240, Michigan plus 240, Florida State in third place plus 600, Ohio State plus 700. So they're saying Ohio State's chances are half, less than half of what Michigan and Georgia are to win the national championship. And that's people that got to put their money where their mouth is. So, you know, this playoff rankings, you got to kind of just throw a grain of salt at it for now. And then we'll see where it goes as the year goes on.
Yeah. Sorry about that noise. The cat decided he wanted to get in the argument about college football playoff rankings. But yeah, especially once he heard about Ohio State being fourth in the in the futures. But like, yeah, that just befuddles me. I don't know. Brain scientists over there trying to figure out what Ohio State is doing in number one. But beyond that, go Big Ten, I guess. Congrats to Ohio State and having the number one for a little while here until you have to go play Michigan. just a little into the future there. While last week you had Oklahoma minus 9.5. I'm sorry, that is a definite loss as they lost to Kansas. I had the Ducks minus 6.5. They destroyed, which I figured they would. So that's a win for my end. Wal, would you like me to go first this week, or you go first?
You got the upper hand on me. Let you go first. Maybe I'll jump on your pick if I think it's a great one. So you go first.
Oh, you're just going to jump in?
I got to go with the hot hand.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I got to go with the hot hand. I mean, you blame me?
All right, I'm going back to the roots, Wal. I'm taking James Madison, I think, for the third time this year at minus 5.5 at minus 110 on Bet Rivers. They're playing Georgia State. Georgia State has one player on their team that can score points. And I get James Madison's secondary is not good. But one thing that is good with them is their run defense. They're allowing 48.9 yards per game, 1.6 yards per attempt on the ground. Well, Georgia State's number one player is Marcus Carroll, who's their running back, who is an amazing running back. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not picking him in DraftKings this week because James Madison can actually stop the run and stop it really well. So I expect James Madison to pull through this by quite a bit of points. I think that 5.5 is way too close and an easy pick for me to give the points, Wall.
I mean, which I've been putting a little bit of scratch on your bets and it's been paying off, but this is a hard one for me to take. I mean, maybe I'll hedge it with Georgia State on the money line at that plus 185 and just, you know, take my little bit of win either way. Either way, it could middle on me, but I don't know. I'm definitely not going to follow you with my pick'em on that one, Woj. I wish you the best. I'm glad you're looking at the best line over there on Bet Rivers, you know, minus 110 for this one, getting that minus 5.5. I hopped over here to sportsbettingintel.com to our partners to figure out what I'm taking. I'm going to take BYU this week, Woj. I'm going to take them plus 10.5 at West Virginia. I think this is a neutral field. I think this is a 7.5 point game. I think they're giving West Virginia too much love at home with this extra hook I'm getting. So I'm taking BYU plus 10.5. I don't expect them to win straight up, but I expect them to cover the spread. Need to be taking more dogs. So that's where I'm at this week, Woj.
All right. Taking the dog. I love it. I haven't taken the dog hardly at all this season. So keep going favorites. Woohoo. Cheer team. One other person I'm going to jump on your bandwagon though is Ladd McConkey. We didn't talk about him in DraftKings. He's only 5,800 for a wide receiver that got 28.5 points last week versus Florida. They're playing a big game versus Mizzou this week. Missouri, they're favored, but again, it's a big game for them. It's like the LSU Alabama of that side of the SEC. I love your Ladd McConkey pick. I think I'm going to ride those coattails at only 5,800. He's going to score me a bunch of points with Brock Bowers out. Hell yeah. Well,
yeah, I like it too. I mean, the junior, but he's got experience. I just think they go and they try to target him a lot, even though he's not, you know, he's not even the top three receiver, I don't think, on their team, but still, I think now considering the situation, considering who they're playing, considering what's on the line, I think you go with that McConkey who's got experience, even though he's only a junior, he's not going to drop the ball. He's going to be a sure handed guy. So Woj, love it. Love your pick.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. A little longer episode, but we got into those playoff rankings and we had our rants and they were great. I love them. Anyways, I'm Woj.
I'm Walt.
And this was the College Football Rundown. Rundown Nation, thanks for listening to our episode. You can catch all of our podcasts and information on www.collegefootballrundown.com. We have upcoming games. We have SBI information on there. They're a big partner sponsor with us. If you want to sign up to their website, please use code RUNDOWN when you do that. It helps us out. It helps them out as well. But so much good information on that website. So please check them out. Please check our website out. You can catch us on Twitter at WWCFB. Our Instagram is college_football_rundown. Please take a look, take some time. We do our weekly DraftKings League, so make sure to get in on that. All the information for that is on our website. Other than that, I'm Woj.
And I'm Wall.
And we are now definitely out. Thank you for listening.